This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
City. There's only around 15,000 people that live
in. We might be talking about a country.
Or a bill. Well, that's what I wanted to find out here, Peakless Mountaineer. I wanted to find out what was the actual language of the town council, or the town, I keep saying town, it's the smallest of town, but it's called a city. Oroville City in Northern California. It looks like it's maybe a couple hours north of the capital, Sacramento. And they passed a resolution. It's getting headlines. And we were sharing, you shared a story tonight, and I had another one here from the East Bay Times about what does it mean that Oroville has now passed a resolution saying, and 6-1, by the way, so in an overwhelming vote of the city council, to declare itself a constitutional republic. What does that actually mean? Are they declaring independence from the state of California? Are they declaring independence from the federal government? Well, rather than relying on the news media to interpret this for us, we will interpret it directly because I've pulled up the city council agenda and packet of information that they, you know, hand out at all these meetings. I've got the actual text, and thankfully it's not much more than a page long.
Fantastic.
So fairly brief. We'll get to that coming up here in a moment. But first, let's go to Robert. He's on the line in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to say that you were talking about cars and if they fail and when they'd fail. Well, actually, it's that's what they call a failure rate. And in Germany, they do a lot of testing to figure out approximately when that failure rate will be. And they know more or less when it is. But the thing is about the failure rate, you can't be exactly sure when it'll fail. It'll fail maybe on average at a certain point in the number of trials, but it's not consistent. In other words, it could fail a little fewer more or fewer less, and it's very, very hard to say exactly when it'll fail. And when an electronic system like that fails, it's dependent upon a lot of things going right. You have programs built upon programs built upon programs, in other words, underlying programs. And everything has to operate more or less right until it reaches a certain point where it causes a problem because you just have too many things going wrong. And
a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, and that's one of the problems. By the way, for listeners just tuning in, you're referring to an earlier topic, which was about the federal government now mandating that there will be DUI checks included in all new cars sometime after 2026. And so that's what you're referring to. And, yeah, the more complex a machine is, the more things, the more moving parts,
the more points of failure.
Right, the more things can go wrong. And then you throw software on top of it, and now you've got all kinds of other problems because it's one thing to just have physical, you know, machine pieces of metal moving, that's obviously going to fail at some point, and that's what you're referring to, Robert. But when it's a computer that's controlling certain elements of this machine, now you're entering into the issue of human error when it comes to actually the coding on these computer programs, whether it be automated driving systems that could fail and kill somebody, or just something that's supposed to run the internals of a machine that, you know, they didn't think about the 2001, but the leap year thing. Not leap year. What was the millennium?
The Y2K.
Thing? Y2K, thank you. Yeah, Y2K. Oh, my God, we didn't think about that. You know, so there's all kinds of errors that programmers make. And when it comes to a, you know, 2-ton death trap, you want to make sure that there are as few errors as possible. And certainly increasing complexity of these machines increases the chance for error.
Yes, and I think that there's more danger in the software than actually in the hardware, because in the software there are just so many more things that can be problematic, and they're so tiny, and just and almost impossible to make sure that everything goes right all the time for a very, 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 very long time.
Yep. You won't get any disagreement from me on this one, Robert.
Yeah, I'd hate to see a 404 error that ends my life, that's for sure.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number again, 603-283-6160. So back to Oroville City Council. The resolution number 9001 of the City Council declaring the city of Oroville to be a constitutional republic city. So what you get here is basically a page full of whereas, and then they, you know, kind of, they lay the groundwork for what they're going to do here. So, here we go. Whereas, the Constitution of the United States protects our rights. Well, we know that's not true. But they're presuming it's true. Endowed by our Creator, as well as guarantees liberties to American citizens, including the establishment of justice, the promotion of the general welfare, and securing the blessings of liberty, and...
By whereas, I mean you're not allowed to pretend this isn't true.
And whereas, the Constitution espouses many principles upon which the United States is founded, namely the separation of powers, individual rights, and the rule of law, and whereas, the Constitution of the State of California provides that all people are by nature free and independent and have inalienable rights, including enjoying and defending life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, and pursuing and obtaining safety, happiness, and privacy. Boy, you know, of all the bad stuff I've heard about California, I never would have presumed any such things were in their constitution. But it just goes to show that it doesn't really matter what those things say, does it?
What was that Bush quote, a GD piece of paper?
Yeah. Yeah. A moment of honesty from a politician.
Rare.
Whereas John Adams, the second president of the United States, wrote, quote, "The very definition of a republic is an empire of laws and not of men. That as a republic is the best of that as a republic is the best of governments, so that particular arrangement of the powers of society, or in other words, that form of government which is best contrived to secure an impartial and exact execution of the laws, is the best of republics."
And that's funny. I thought a republic was supposed to be not an empire.
Yeah. I guess they
either of laws
that.
Or of men.
Whereas, as mayor of the city of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom embraced local control and applauded the city of San Francisco's city of refuge designation by refusing to follow or enforce federal laws regarding certain subjects which the city believed to be overreaching and oppressive to the residents of city of San Francisco. And whereas, as governor of state of California, Gavin Newsom has abandoned the very principles he espoused as mayor and a locally elected official in exchange for the unbridled power and unchecked authority over the daily affairs of the citizens of the state of California.
That's true.
And whereas during the coronavirus pandemic, Governor Gavin Newsom has issued a number of executive orders, they say actually a record number of executive orders, despite the fact that the declaration of emergency should have been rescinded many months ago, which, by the way, I just saw another headline that California has now extended again the emergency declaration now.
Wait, you mean they decided to keep the powers that they had?
Yeah, now for more than
shocking.
2 years, apparently. Whereas at least one court of competent jurisdiction has ruled that the governor has exceeded his authority in issuing the executive orders, and whereas the members of the city council of the city of Oroville believe in the separation of powers, individual rights, and the rule of law as outlined in the U.S. Constitution, including the freedom for local government to have local control over issues related to the citizens who reside within the city's jurisdictional boundaries. Now, therefore, be it hereby resolved by the Oroville City Council that the city of Oroville is declared to be a constitutional republic city. Be it further resolved by the Oroville City Council that any executive orders issued by the state of California or by the United States federal government that are overreaching or clearly violate our constitutionally protected rights will not be enforced by the city of Oroville against its citizens. And again,
wow.
six out of seven councilors voted in favor of this declaration.
Of independence, by the sounds of it.
No, not really. All they're saying here...
Not complete independence, yeah. But I mean...
All they're saying is they're
The subjective language of what is and isn't overreaching is, they've basically written themselves a blank check for independence.
Not the way I'm reading this, Peaceless. They are specifically only going to disobey executive orders that they don't like. So they're not saying if Congress passes something that is unconstitutional... Only if the president, only if Gavin Newsom write an executive order that they believe violates constitutional rights, then they will reserve the right to not enforce it. And, you know, to that extent, good for them.
Well, that's downright constitutional.
But it's not secession. It's not declaring right. independence.
Well,
it's just a baby step. It's
I don't
a baby
know.
Step.
I mean, one side says yes, the other says no. Because if you've declared yourself a republic, then you are your own nation, your own country.
Well,
now, they might still be obeying these other people, but they're now doing so as an independent country.
That's an interesting argument, and it's, again, better than nothing. So kudos to the city of Oroville for making this move. If you want to weigh in and share your thoughts, 603-283-6160, and maybe others will follow suit with even stronger.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We are doing a live Saturday show. about the Bitbox, which is a 100% open source hardware wallet that's for cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum. And you can get yours over at box.freetalklive.com. Use code FTL to get 5% off. And you can also enter our little giveaway contest we're doing. So here's how you do it. You have to subscribe to our Odyssey channel, and maybe you've already done that. You can do it if you haven't done that over at video.freetalklive.com. Then just take a screenshot of your subscription and tag Aria with a screenshot on our social media server, which you can join over at social.freetalklive.com, and then we'll randomly choose a winner in an upcoming episode of Freer Talk Live. Again, you can check out box.freetalklive.com to learn more about the Bitbox. And once again, box.freetalklive.com. Save 5% with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We go to your calls and thoughts here, talking about the Oroville City Council declaring independence? Well, not so much, but they did declare themselves a constitutional city and refusing to obey what they consider to be unconstitutional.
A constitutional republic.
Yes. A republic city, as they described it. But they say they're going to refuse to obey any unconstitutional executive orders from both the state of California governor and the president of the United States. So it's interesting. It's a step in the right direction at the very least. It's Ian and Pecos Mountaineer here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. Pam is on the line to start things out, listening to KOBE in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Go ahead, Pam.
Hi. I wanted to explain to you how that machine in your car is going to manage to control you and your behavior the while you are driving it.
Okay. Go right ahead. You're referring to the government mandates that all new cars in 2026 will have some form of DUI detection.
Right. Presently, it's a machine that you blow into. You were talking about it earlier. Well, how that controls the person while they are continuing to drive it is they not only have to blow into it in order to get it started, but while you are blowing it, it will beep and insist that you blow in it again to prove it's not taking a sip during that time. And it can vary from several minutes up to just a few minutes in between. It's extremely random. And the more frequently it is, in my opinion, the more apt it is to cause you to have an accident because, face it, not everybody, like people with their cell phone, is going to necessarily pull over and park in order to use it. People are going to pick it up and blow into it while they're driving, and this is going to take their attention away from the road and onto the machine. So
that makes sense to me.
Yes, it's going to increase the number of accidents because the best you can possibly do is maybe keep three quarters of your attention on the road while you are giving the machine some attention because you can't just randomly, casually do it. You must blow into it in a certain way. You must hold your mouth in a certain way. You must hold your teeth in a certain way. You must make a certain sound. When you blow in it, you have to hum into it.
Really?
The right. Yes. And if it is not happy with what you did, it will shut off and give you a negative score, and then will expect you to do it right again in just a few minutes.
So is the intended – you sound like you've had some personal experience with this, Pam. Is the intention that you are supposed to pull over and utilize this, or is it legal, you know, under whatever, you know, mandatory rules they're shoving down your throat for this, that you can continue to drive and operate this thing?
They do expect you to pull over, although I have yet to see very many people using one that actually did pull over. I mean, you know, it's not like you can't do it while you're driving, and who's going to want to pull over when maybe 10 minutes earlier they pulled over to do it then?
Right. That alone is a dangerous move. Like, either way you slice this thing, it's dangerous because if you're in traffic, changing lanes is always a risky thing. You never know what those other people are doing and if they're going to speed up and then crash into you or whatever. So the fewer lane changes you can have, the better. And especially if you're on, you know, a high speed area like an interstate or something like that, it's incredibly dangerous to pull over in places like that.
Exactly. I had to borrow someone's car because I was without one. It was a distant relative, but I had to borrow their car to drive on numerous occasions. They had one of these in there for an entire year, and so I had to follow all these rules to be able to drive it. I I had gone and, because I'm handicapped, requested that I receive some sort of override or something because of my handicap in order to drive the car and borrow it, and assured them that I wasn't a good enough friend with this relatives to give that away to them, that I very much wanted them to follow the rules and to learn their lesson, but that I shouldn't have to be punished for something that I wasn't involved in. And yet, that was just totally said, you know,
they didn't care.
This person to loan you their car, and you want to borrow it, you have to put up with it.
Well, there's nothing less human than a bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Pam, thanks for sharing your experience with us here tonight. I appreciate the expertise, and thank you for the call. Now, they are saying that the mandate that will be coming into place, according to the federal government's new infrastructure bill in 2026, they're saying they're probably going to rule out the ignition interlock tube where you blow into it as the technology, which of course means that they're going to be granting some sort of new tech company essentially a monopoly over installing these things. How much you want to bet this is going to be, you have to use this corporation to create this technology, not that Toyota will be able to come up with their own or Volvo will come up with their own. It'll be some sort of government approved.
I wonder if it's going to be a no-bid contract.
Yeah. Somebody's buddy is going to get this deal, and it's going to be worth billions, hundreds of billions of dollars.
And, you know, I just can't help but think of the kind of overbearing parent that randomly drug tests their child, you know, for marijuana, even though that child has never shown any interest in doing that in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know what percentage of Americans get arrested for DUI, but I expect that it's probably less than 10%. I think most people are probably responsible people, and they don't drive drunk because they know that it's a really bad plan and they could die or hurt somebody else. But now all Americans will be punished for the actions of that 10% or whoever, 1% or whatever.
And it's just yet another thing of you do not get to determine your own risk.
Mm-hmm.
You do not get to say, well, I had one drink an hour ago. No, no, no. You do not get to determine your own level of risk in the same way that you do not get to determine whether you will be wearing a seatbelt in most places. I mean, that can't possibly harm anyone else. But they're going to make you do it anyway.
Because it's for your own good.
Exactly.
At least so they say. We're going to go to Jerome. He's on the line in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I was just wondering, why isn't the judge in that Rittenhouse case, why did it seem like he went off on the prosecuting attorney when he tried to introduce some evidence that's relevant to the case, that being Rittenhouse seeing some people looting the place, and him saying, oh, I wish I had my rifle so I could shoot them. So why is that not being introduced into evidence? He shot three people. He murdered two of them.
All right, well, hang on a second here, Jerome. Well, we're going to come back. I want to give you a chance to express yourself. I think the question in this trial is, was this murder? Some would say it was self-defense, in which case, that's not murder. So your thoughts are welcome if you want to join us here. Rittenhouse or independence, DUI, mandatory checks, whatever you want to talk about goes here on Free Talk.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A longtime advisor to then-President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, now indicted for criminal contempt of Congress.
The Justice Department's move exposes Bannon to fines and as much as a year in jail for each count. The House voted to approve a criminal contempt referral for him last month.
That's USA's Brad Bernards. The governor of Wisconsin has deployed over 500 National Guard troops to Kenosha to back up law enforcement if needed when the Kyle Rittenhouse double murder trial verdict comes in. The jury is to get the case after closing arguments, which are to begin on Monday morning. Comedian Dave Chappelle's alma mater in Baltimore, Maryland, is postponing a fundraiser that was set to feature the comedian next month, as many students at the school have been condemning Chappelle and his recent Netflix special, which featured mostly jokes about the LGBTQ community. And this is USA Radio News. Consumer sentiment's running at its lowest level in a decade. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitude, falling nearly 5 points in early November, it's now down more than 13% as compared to a year ago. The survey notes surging prices for homes and cars and big-ticket items, with Americans having little confidence that government policies are going to make any difference in the foreseeable future. One in four consumers surveyed complained about inflation causing them to lower their living standards this month.
This is the 87th overall successful recovery of our Falcon 9 first stage.
That from the official SpaceX stream, as a Falcon 9 rocket carried 53 more Starlink satellites into orbit today, lifting off from Cape Canaveral. It's the 31st Starlink mission, the goal of eventually providing worldwide broadband connectivity with those little satellites. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
You can bring up whatever you want. We're going to continue with your thoughts. We can talk more about the California city that has declared itself a constitutional republic. Is that a secession move? Because if so, I like that.
So now that I'm looking into it, it seems to be that this was the response to Sanctuary City.
That was so, the basis on which that
well,
they...
Well, if you're declaring your city a sanctuary, well, we're declaring that ours will be part of a constitutional republic.
Yeah,
meaning, actually follow the document.
Yeah, it's interesting, and we can talk more about that on the way here. But we got Jerome on the line, and he is upset, as Jerome is wont to do, or wont to be, about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial that has been going on now for a couple of weeks. And we go back to Jerome on the line here. Jerome, you're back on Free Talk Live.
This isn't self-defense, okay? He wasn't sitting at home and someone broke in and attacked him, and he had to defend
himself. You not allowed to defend yourself if someone attacks you on the streets?
Hey, are you allowed to carry a weapon that you're not supposed to have and shoot people
yes.
with?
Who says he's not supposed to have it?
It's illegal.
No, that's
not. That's what Yes, it is.
Actually, it wasn't.
He was underage.
The weapon that he had at the time was legal under the laws of the state that he was in. Now, that being said, he has a right to self-defense, and he has a right to the implements of self-defense.
He had no business being out there.
His family lives there.
It's his business to be anywhere he damn well pleases, Jerome.
Yeah, he can be anywhere he wants.
Was he protecting his own property?
What does it matter?
It's called third-party self-defense, and it's a right.
Yeah, if I want to defend somebody else's property, if I've got their permission to be on it, then there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, whose permission did he have?
The owner of the property.
Yeah, he had the specific request of the car dealership that he...
Are you sure of that? You sure someone gave him permission, huh?
Well, ultimately, he didn't get attacked at the car dealership.
Answer
he was
my
in the
question.
Streets.
Are
Doesn't
you
matter.
Sure someone gave him permission to protect their property?
I was not there, Jerome, so you aren't sure either, are you?
That means
it's completely irrelevant.
No,
he has a right to move. Movement is a right.
No. You don't know.
You don't have a right to leave your house.
Jerome, are you saying that only the protesters who were in the streets who weren't right wingers had a right to be there?
Hey, let me ask you. How did
you
get that rifle?
You answer my question first.
Answer my question. How did he get the rifle?
I don't know, Jerome. Now, are you going to answer my question?
How do you mean you don't know?
How the hell would I know?
Are you asking me questions? I know how he got it. He got it from a friend of his.
So what?
I don't know, and more importantly, I don't care.
Okay, are you going to answer my question?
Hey, you know what? He did the same damn thing Dylann Roof did here in Charleston. And where's his ass at?
Dylann Roof? You're talking about the guy that slaughtered innocent people in a church?
Yeah.
You're actually saying that Kyle Rittenhouse, who clearly... from the video evidence and also now from testimony in the trial from the one guy that got shot and lived or shot at or whatever. I don't know all the details, but he said that he was raising his gun and coming at Kyle
Sprinting
Rittenhouse.
Sprinting toward while raising his gun.
And then Rittenhouse shot him after that point. So that's clearly...
Yeah, and the witness that I had seen there said, well, it's like, well, how did you know his intent? Because he reached for his gun and said, F you.
That's all you need to know. And Jerome, you're saying that that is tantamount, that is equivalent to a man going into a church and blasting innocent people? Unarmed innocent people? You're out of your mind.
Hey, he didn't have a damn scratch on him. How the hell you can be attacked and nothing happen to you? But you
I watched him get attacked. I've seen the footage. Have you not?
Have you?
Yeah.
I saw him shooting three people. No. How did he get that weapon? He wasn't even supposed to
I
have that
I don't care if
thing.
He manifested it out of thin air. That's not
well,
the
then
point.
Well, you're a fool, because you believe in somebody.
I don't care if he
wall.
Hammered it together in a cave. I don't care if he stole it from you in order to save himself. Honestly.
I had to put him on hold because he just keeps on shouting, Jerome. It would be nice to be able to actually have a conversation with you. I mean, but the thing is, a conversation goes two ways. And I asked you a question earlier. You asked me a question. I went ahead and answered your question, even though I asked you my question first. And now I'm going to ask you to answer my question. Okay, is that all right with you? Can I ask you this question?
Go ahead.
Okay, the question is, did Kyle Rittenhouse have an equal right to be on the streets just like the other people that were on the streets that night?
Yeah, and not shoot people, Why did he end up shooting three people?
Should he just let himself be attacked? Should he just let himself be beaten up by people or possibly shot by them or stabbed by them?
If he wasn't out there, that would have never happened. No.
So because he was out there means he should just let people attack him?
You just said he had a right to be there.
No, he was out there looking for trouble because he had a damn illegal rifle.
Do you believe in a right to self-defense?
He was supposed to have.
Drew?
Yeah, but not when you're carrying an illegal weapon. No.
Oh, so he could have defended himself if he were carrying a weapon that you believe was legal. Then you would have been fine with it?
Hey, who the hell made him the police? Huh?
Police don't have any special rights, Jerome. They have the same rights you do, the same rights I do.
The fact is, the police weren't there to help anyone in that circumstance. I don't know where they were, But they, if they were there, they sure didn't get involved until after the fact. So I'm going to presume they weren't there, although there certainly have been instances of the police just standing by as people are being attacked at various different protest events and doing absolutely nothing to break up the sides. But that said, didn't see any cops in those videos, so I'm just going to presume that they weren't there observing that. So when the police aren't around, and even when they are around, you can't count on them to do anything at all to actually help people. You can't count on them. And you know what, Jerome, you should know that the police are not trustworthy, that the police are dishonest, and that the police are unnecessarily violent towards people. So why are you asking for their help?
Hey, so are people like Kyle Rittenhouse, who lie all over themselves on the witness stand. Oh, yeah, they took a risk. Yeah, he sure did. I'm glad he got on there, because now you see what a liar he is.
What are you saying he lied about?
No. How the hell did he get that damn weapon, huh?
When he Oh, my God. What does it matter how he got the weapon? Did he use it in self-defense or not?
No, what does it matter? What does it matter? Two people are dead and one guy shot who's lucky he's alive.
One of them's a child rapist and the other one was a domestic abuser.
And he's a murderer.
Not if it was self-defense.
Yeah.
Which the one that we have witnesses of, including the person who believes that he was assaulted, the witnesses that we have specifically state that he raised his gun and sprinted at him before getting shot.
Yeah, does that matter to you, Jerome?
The witness is a right-wing liar.
The witness is a left-wing Antifa.
The witness is Kyle Rittenhouse is a murderer. I hope he gets convicted. I hope he, because, hey, him rotting in prison is a lot better than the people he put in the damn grave.
I just want to check on something, Jerome.
I hope his ass gets convicted.
Just want to check something. You know he didn't shoot black people, right?
No, you mean you're lucky he didn't.
I just wanted to make sure you knew that, because a lot of people on the left who are upset about this trial, they don't know. They think that Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed black people in Wisconsin. And he didn't. And now I heard that there was one black guy that was, I guess, involved in the attack, but he survived it. Although I'm not 100%.
As far as I've heard, the only three people that were harmed in this instance were three Caucasian males.
Yeah. Jerome, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Well,
although
it's worth pointing out yet again, you do not get your rights from police.
No, they take your rights from you.
That's not where rights come from. Whatever rights police in fact have, they have because they are equals to us.
Yeah, well, that's a nice theory. Unfortunately, the reality is, it seems like the badge does grant them extra
rights. And powers are different things.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Look, anybody that's got experience with the police this day and age knows you can't trust them. They're not going to necessarily help you. They might even kill you in a situation where they don't know whether you're the aggressor or you're defending yourself, and they just come on to a violent scene.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Saturday show. If you want to join us here, you can. Whether you want to talk about Kyle Rittenhouse or various different electronic surveillance methods that the federal government's going to be shoving down your throat in the next several years, you can bring up whatever is on your mind here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also, the California city of Oroville voting at their city council meeting 6-1 to declare themselves a constitutional republic city. Now, we actually read the resolution. We're not just relying on what the media says here. I pulled up the actual resolution. I've actually linked to it on our social media site. So if you are on social.freetalklive.com, you're following the Free Talk Live profile, which you do by default, then you can find the link to that if you want to see it for yourself, to see the exact language, which we read on the air. And it's not as... you know, it's not as hardcore as I would like. It's not an actual declaration of independence from the United States. But it does say if the federal government, if the president, or if even the California governor issues an executive order that they consider to be unconstitutional, they reserve the right to completely ignore it. And so kudos to them for that. It is, I would say, a step in the right direction.
It'd be nice if we had done this the whole time.
Yeah. Well... and what it requires in order to do something like that is a group of people willing to actually do it, willing to actually stand up against these mandates and say, nope, not going to participate. Because if enough people just say no, and refuse to go along with this stuff, refuse to enforce it, refuse to obey, there's nothing they can do about it. They don't have enough prisons for us all.
Well, and this sidesteps the usual problem with that of, I don't want to be the only one doing that. Well, right. Here's your opportunity. Now your entire city can sidestep that completely unconstitutional and authoritarian mandate with you.
I'm looking here at a story from the East Bay Times, and it's a question about what does it actually mean? They're looking at this new declaration or this resolution by the city of Oroville, and you know, in doing some interviews and asking some questions about how is this actually going to play out? What does this actually mean? And they spoke with Mr. Pittman, Dave Pittman. He's one of the city councilors who is frustrated by all the rules coming from the state of California and the federal government.
Can't blame him.
And he says, we didn't get that detailed in the resolution about changing structure. We didn't assign any new powers to any position. The executive branch is the staff that carries out the city council and the legislative body's mandates and wishes, he said. They pointed out the city isn't breaking any laws, but also that a mandate is not a law. Quote, a mandate is an agreement between two people. If you want me to do something and I agree to it, we have a mandate. Some people don't agree with the mandates, he said. In practicality, Reynolds, another city councilor, stated the resolution doesn't change anything. He said it's simply reminding people what kind of government we live under and that they do have personal choices and freedoms, he said. Another councilor said while she respected the thought process that went into formulating the resolution, she opposed. She was the one vote to oppose it because it, quote, doesn't have implications in the lives of citizens and that proper procedure in fighting what council believes are unconstitutional mandates is through the judicial system. And I completely disagree.
As do I.
Because this is what we are seeing happen with the state governors who are making a big to-do about, we're joining together with the other states, the other red states, and we're challenging Joe Biden's mandates in court, and we'll see you in court, Joe.
Well, and the entire structure of the judicial system is completely backwards. So she's saying that the judicial system should do this. Okay, well, if your court finds that this is unconstitutional, then they're just going to appeal it to a so-called higher court. Then guess what? Eventually, it goes right back to the federal government, and wouldn't you know it, they have a real big tendency of saying, basically, he can do whatever he wants to.
Yes, and so this whole thing about, oh, we're going to fight this in court, it's just a big smokescreen. It's just a way to make it look like they're doing something, when the reality is, as you point out, federal courts are likely to side with the federal government. So now, so far, the court system is acting like that they're going to rule in favor of the states. I don't know if you've heard about the mandate being challenged, the vaccine mandate for the companies with over 100 employees. There was a challenge to that in court. It's been stayed, and of course, there's all
which
this to
progress.
Do being made about, well, it's I don't know if I would call it progress. It's a judicial preliminary decision. The case hasn't really even been heard yet. So we'll see what happens when all that plays out. But as you say, it's likely they're going to rule in favor of the federal government and the power and the strength and the invasion of the federal government into people's lives. And these attorneys general and these governors in these states, they must be aware of that. And so they're just biding their time. They're trying to make it look like they're doing something when they're really just relying on the federal government to make a choice.
Well, and it's worth pointing out that while we seem to have a tradition in this country of the Supreme Court determining what is and is not constitutional, there is nothing in that document giving them that ability. I mean, we do that by tradition in the same way
really?
That, yes, yes, absolutely, in the same way that by tradition, until Roosevelt, no one took more than two terms as president. That was a tradition, but that wasn't actually in the document until they made an amendment that said that you can't have more than two terms as president. Hmm. It just seemed dishonorable because even the great George Washington didn't do that.
Right.
In the same way, while we have a tradition of the Supreme Court deciding what is and is not constitutional, there's nothing giving them that power. What you are supposed to be doing as a state is following the agreement. And if they give you an order that is against the agreement, you are supposed to not follow it.
Yeah, that's the strongest position. And that is the position that would actually enable more you know, respecting of individual rights. That's, you know, presuming that the people in the state government actually give a damn about that, and we know they don't. And we know that most of them are complete tools of the federal government. They owe their relationships and the money that they make to the federal government. They get money, you know, handed down to them from the federal system, and there's all kinds of strings that are attached to it. We just saw Sununu, who's the governor here in New Hampshire, bellyaching because the executive council at first rejected $27 million from the federal government, and apparently a few days ago in a secret meeting decided to accept $22 million.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yes, they reversed their position on that question.
Wow, this is the third time they've had to... Wow, so the first two times that they had the hearing on this, they said no. And now we had a secret hearing where they said yes.
Yeah.
So we will just keep voting on this until you give me the answer that I want.
Yeah, and they had a... Apparently the hearing was...
Thank you, His Excellency.
They had a public meeting, but they didn't announce this was going to be on the agenda.
Mm.
So it's effectively a secret vote because no one was given notice that it was going to happen. So the hundreds of people who had turned out to the previous two meetings where they made the right choice, the hundreds of people weren't alerted to it, so they didn't show up and... The federal government's deed was done in this particular case. So these people are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the federal government. They have their allegiance to the federal government. They want power in the federal government. That's what this governor of New Hampshire wants. He wanted to run for U.S. Senate. The only reason he didn't run, ultimately, or he's decided not to now, apparently.
So we have a state government operating from the shadows.
Yeah. Yeah, and so you're absolutely right. The way to oppose mandates like this is at the local level. If the state government won't do it, then the towns and the cities need to refuse to do it. But again, most of them are getting money from the feds, too. So they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to upturn.
They're in on the take.
Yeah, they don't want to, you know, have the spigot get cut off. So they're not interested in that. So kudos to Oroville for being basically one in a billion. I mean, there's... I don't know how many damn towns there are in the United States, but there's probably hundreds of thousands of the things, and these guys are outstanding for actually standing up and saying, no, we're just going to do this ourselves. We're going to make the determination. We're going to say whether or not something is unconstitutional, and we're not going to do anything with it if it is.
And the fact is, we have backslid so far that nearly every single order that we're getting is an unlawful order.
Sure.
I mean... Pretty much everything these days that the federal government comes out with is in direct contradiction to the limitations of the Constitution. So, I mean, I'm glad we're finally saying, oh, right, we had an agreement not to do all this nonsense.
So, what needs to happen, of course, are people that think like this, people that do believe in independence, people that do believe in individual rights, need to come together to the same place, to the same geographic area, and... You know, as much as I like what Oroville did, I don't think California is the right place for that.
Well, and I may believe in no government, but I am happy to make friends with people that believe in a constitutional government. And we'll cross that road when we get there. It'll be a while before we get there.
No doubt about it. So if you love liberty, you ought to get on up to New Hampshire. If you're a conservative, you probably belong in Texas. And if you are a liberal, head on out to California, although it doesn't sound like you'll like Oroville very much. There's more coming up here. Hour 3's next. You can take control of the airwaves on free.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.